Welcome to the Vital Dawn Podcast for Thursday, April 18th. U.S. equity futures are rallying so far this morning. You have S&P futures up 12.5 points. It's about 25 basis points. NASDAQ futures are up 70 points. That is 40 basis points. And you have Dow futures up about 37 points, or just 10 basis points. In Europe, you're looking at the major indices up 25 to 50 basis points. Outperformance in Europe in industrials, airlines, consumer staples, banks, real estate, and utilities. Underperformance in Europe in energies, chemicals, tech, and basic resources. And then Asia was generally higher. You had the Hang Seng rally 80 basis points. The Nikkei jumped about 30 basis points. The Shanghai comp inched up 10 basis points. So on the macro front, really nothing all that incremental to mention this morning. Pretty slow evening and morning of news. Nothing too important on the economic front. You had downbeat Eurozone auto registrations and a soft Australian jobs report. But again, neither of those two figures are terribly important for U.S. stocks. No controversial monetary headlines out overnight. We're still waiting to see what happens in the Middle East regarding Israel's response to the Iranian attack from the weekend. It does seem like there will be some type of a response. I think markets are growing increasingly comfortable that it will not be one that spurs a dramatic escalation in tensions, but obviously that's very difficult to plan, so it's still very fluid. But you do have oil. Oil slumped about 3% yesterday, and Brent is down a little bit again this morning, in part due to a little bit less anxiety on the geopolitical front, partly due to demand worries, and then also the U.S. reimposed sanctions on Venezuela yesterday that were not as draconian as they could have been. So all those factors are contributing to the pullback in oil. Treasuries caught a bid yesterday. They are flat up small this morning, so some small relief on the yield front. But again, I think markets are still very anxious about the recent move in treasuries and the extent to which that will be sustained going forward. There were a bunch of earnings. So the major report was Taiwan Semi out this morning. Just circling back to yesterday, I think markets have been worried about a lot of things, and then ASML yesterday morning kind of created a new thing for people to be concerned about, which was potential slump in tech stocks over the coming days and weeks. Taiwan Semi certainly did not excise fully the demons unleashed by ASML. It was more of a mixed report. So Taiwan Semi had upside on earnings and operating margins. Remember, they already reported revenue a few days ago, and the gross margins were in line. The Q2 guidance from Taiwan Semi was a little bit ahead of expectations. They left their full year guidance unchanged, and they actually lowered their guidance for the overall semiconductor industry. So a very mixed report, certainly some red flags in there with regards to tech. They did say that AI demand remains very, very strong, but other parts, so PC, smartphones, and other categories of the semiconductor industry are a little bit softer. So mixed takeaways. Otherwise, on the earnings front, a bunch of reports in the U.S. last night and in Europe this morning, but none of them really kind of rise to the macro importance level. Alcoa, ABB, CSX, Danone, Deliveroo, Discover, EasyJet were some of the other reports out, and they were all decent. But again, I think Taiwan Semi is kind of the main macro report this morning. For the calendar today, it should stay very slow on the macro front, so no big economic data out in the U.S., no major central bank speakers for earnings. The major reports before the U.S. Open, Blackstone, D.R. Horton, L'Oreal will hit after the European close in the middle of the day in the U.S., and then tonight Netflix will be the major report, and I have preview comments on all those in the piece this morning. And that is everything for today, Thursday, April 18th. Thank you for listening.